The fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got a fine guest in studio, Marvel Comics' own Batman. He is Matt Rothschild, executive director. Oh, he was a DC guy, wasn't he? Look at Fancy Brian. He knows his comics. My bad.
You can tell because DC is darker, literally darker. It's just physically it's the one you can't barely see when you're watching it.
Well, he is nothing but light. He is Matt Rothschild. He is my good friend. He's my guest in studio, and he's got some breaking news. He's going to break it right now. Matt, what is the breaking news in the great state of Wisconsin?
Well, I just got it, and surprisingly good news for those who've been watching the redistricting issue here. The Wisconsin Supreme Court just delivered the maps for the state, and it decided, surprisingly, to take the governor's maps.
The Evers maps.
The maps that Governor Evers submitted to the court.
That only modestly favor Republicans as opposed to overwhelmingly favoring Republicans.
Yes, indeed. So the Wisconsin Supreme Court said, we want maps that show the least amount of changes from the horrible rigged maps of 2011. But everybody who was a party to the lawsuit submitted maps, including Voss and the legislature. They didn't take those maps. They took Governor Evers' maps.
Did they double-cross themselves? The Republicans wanted to force through this least change philosophy. And, of course, they wanted to do so because they'd already baked their cake. They already had their gerrymander 10 years ago. They already had the overwhelming majority playing out. Why wouldn't they want to preserve something close to that? But Matt, ultimately, did it cost him here? I mean, who do you appeal the Wisconsin Supreme Court to? The Republicans are not running to the federal courts to appeal, and I assume this is a 4-3 ruling?
I don't have the breakdown, but that would be my guess. And I think the Republicans and Voss made a huge mistake by not taking race into consideration when they drew the maps, not following the Voting Rights Act that requires them to do so. I was there when he testified that, no, we didn't take race into consideration at all. And I thought that was a killer confession at that time because you've got to.
These maps, the maps of Governor Tony Evers that reportedly, according to Mel Barnes over at Law Forward, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has accepted the governor's map, the least change map, as it was described. And, you know, no place to go appeal it, or at least not immediately, not to my thought process. Ah, damn it, I forgot my question.
It's a much better map, though, than the one that Voss admitted to the court, and especially as it relates to Milwaukee, because Voss is...
Oh, but it didn't consider race either, is my understanding, and I had seen some objections. Mayoral candidate... Senator Taylor, Lena right. Taylor, had objected and said, you know, this one doesn't really factor race in either. Could you see an objection? Although, who would object? It's certainly not going to be Republicans. Could you see an objection from the left where they seek to galvanize more black districts?
Well, actually, the governor's submission does have 7 districts, majority black districts in Milwaukee, which is an improvement. And so the court relied on the governor's experts and Law Forward's experts to reflect the demographic shifts in Milwaukee and to respond to the requirements of the Voting Rights Act by empowering those black communities with a majority black communities, giving them 7 districts that they ought to be able to control. The previous maps had only 6 majority black districts. So this is a plus for black Milwaukeeans. It's as good an outcome as we could have expected given the constraints that the Wisconsin Supreme Court put on the redrawing of these maps. So it's good news. It's positive news.
I know you're reacting in real time, Matt Rothschild, but do you think these are, under this circumstance, in that Evers maps were selected by a conservative-leaning court, well, probably are these the final maps? I mean, we need to get some maps out there. People need to know what districts they're running in if they want to run for elective office. If there is an objection, that puts that timeline in question. But the federal courts at this point don't seemingly have any good reason to intervene.
Yes, because the Wisconsin Supreme Court agreed that there should be seven black majority districts in the Milwaukee area. There seems to be no avenue for appealing to federal court at this point, because the only objection to the maps that I had anticipated, and I think most observers had anticipated, was if the Voting Rights Act, which is a federal law, was being violated by these maps. Since it isn't being violated by these maps, this is going to be the map that people are going to have here in Wisconsin for the foreseeable future, and candidates can look at these maps and figure out which district they are in, and then can file their nomination papers accordingly. So I think this is it.
If I'm hearing you correctly, Matt Rothschild, your assessment of this breaking news, it could have been a lot worse.
Could have been a lot worse. I think this is the best outcome we could have hoped for under the circumstances.
Now, Matt, the political environment next year. I know, well, it's this year. I keep thinking it's next year. No, it's coming up in, about 8 months? We got the general election, the midterms. Matt, do you see anything that would indicate to you a trajectory towards the blue team?
Well, there are a lot of headwinds right now. I don't know what that trajectory looks like. I mean, maybe, you know, the economy keeps cooking. It's been cooking pretty hard. You've got inflation going out of control, which is going to go even more out of control right away with the gas prices, like you were talking about last hour. And with Biden's numbers so low, those are the two biggest problems that Democrats in Wisconsin and Democrats across the country are going to face. And I don't see that changing anytime soon unless somehow, Biden wins this Ukraine crisis and forces Putin to back off. That would be a huge game changer.
Yeah, perhaps it would. Matt Rothschild, always appreciate you coming around and bringing some fair to middling news, some breaking news. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled Governor Evers' maps apparently will be the maps that we use here in the state of Wisconsin for the next decade. Not probable that there will be an appeal to the federal courts or that they would uphold that appeal, because there's very little to object to. The Dems aren't going to appeal the governor's ruling. The Republicans aren't going to run to the federal courts because they could redraw the maps in a much fairer fashion. So these are the maps. Those are the facts. Batman, you are the man. Thank you for coming around. Have a good time. I know you got folks coming over. You know, you could tune in to Diamond Crew. We do the 5 o'clock hour. More Devils Friday Eve. We'll be right back.
The pen is truly mightier than the sword.
I have never been more excited about anything that I gotten the chance to work on.